Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. This is an insane story. A groom forced himself on one of his bride-to-be's bridesmaid at a celebration before the wedding and is now facing sexual assault charges, but that's not even the crazy part. I mean, that's terrible, but police in Pennsylvania say Daniel Carney sexually assaulted the bridesmaid in a locker room after she got drunk and blacked out during the celebration for the bride and the groom. The bride went into the locker room, and that's when the assault ended. That's when the bride and the groom got into a physical fight. Surveillance video shows the woman, who looked extremely unsteady on her feet, according to police, being pulled into the locker room by this guy. And I guess in a call between this guy and the bridesmaid, like the accuser, the investigators were given permission to listen in. Carney admits to leading her into the locker room and apologizing multiple times, saying, "Hey, sorry about that." Police say Carney also told them that he did take advantage of the bridesmaid. The couple still went through with the wedding like 2 days later.
So this guy is, in fact, the groom?
Yes, the groom sexually assaulted a bridesmaid.
That is insane. And she still married this guy?
Could you? Who?
No,
what?
I could not imagine.
Huh? Absolutely insane. All right, other things going on this morning. If you're looking for an outfit, Mackenzie, for you and some girls, might I suggest?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Target has debuted Golden Girl costumes for Halloween 2019. You can be Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, or Sophia. Each look is only $68.99, so less than $70.
It's a steal.
And if you threw a party.
Yes. Go with Blanche, folks. Shout.
No doubt about it. All right, that's going to be really cool. And these actually look pretty legit. Now, you got your hair done last week, right, Mackenzie?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Anything scary ever happen while you're getting your hair done?
Oh, yes. One time my hair, they accidentally dyed it blue.
What? How do you dye hair blue?
So if you get high, they were doing like highlights and then a toner, and they did it in the wrong, this isn't who I go to now, but the wrong order.
Okay.
And it was weird. I'm in the bowl. And she's looking down at me, like in the bowl, as a, you know, when they're washing out. And she goes, "I'll be right back."
Ooh, hey.
That's never a good sign mid-wash. And I'm like, okay, do-do-do-do-do-do. She doesn't come back for 20 minutes. I'm not kidding. And then they came back. They're like, okay, so don't panic, but your hair is blue. And then we had to dye it. It was just a huge... I was at the salon, long story short, for 8 hours.
You were like a Smurf?
It was terrible, yes. Like every blonde piece you see was blue.
Please tell me you got a photo of that.
No, they wouldn't. They were so terrified.
Oh, well, I'm glad they were able to fix it. Okay, well, I don't know if that was terrifying or if this is more terrifying. Just imagine you're sitting there doing your thing, and a deer runs into the salon.
Oh, my gosh.
It happened in New York.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Deer's looking at him. What do I do?
Calm down. Wait. Calm down.
Close the door back there.
No, keep the door open.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, everybody was okay. They just were freaking out, panicking.
Well, yeah.
Thankfully, the deer didn't go there with, you know, its antlers and get anybody. But it just is confused. And sometimes if the glass is so clear, they just run right through.
Oh,
it was like in a city area.
It's hard. Did it survive?
Yeah. As far as I know, the deer's fine. The people are fine.
People are fine.
I mean, they're going to need to get some new windows there at the salon. But
does insurance cover that?
I don't know. What do you call it? Like rogue animal? Something.
Yes.
And let's see what else we have here. Okay. This is almost a Monday motivation story. Insane. A month after Hurricane Dorian ravaged parts of the Bahamas, rescuers have found a dog alive in the rubble. The one-year-old dog they've nicknamed Miracle was nearly crushed under a collapsed building after Dorian came rushing ashore like 160 mile per hour winds back in September. Earlier this week, the team at Big Dog Ranch Rescue used a drone to detect a heat signature under a pile of debris. Rescuers raced over there, finding a malnourished male dog whose only way of survival was drinking rain water for the past month, but it survived.
Poor baby.
That is incredible. And sports over the weekend, speaking of incredible, the Colts. Yeah, the Colts beat the undefeated Chiefs 19-13. The Texans beat up, terribly, the Falcons. The final there, 53-32. That's insane.
Wow, and hey, the Redskins just fired their head coach, Jay Gruden. It's breaking news. Redskins coach is out.
That ain't good. And Major League Baseball, the Astros, they were smoking it this weekend. They took a 2-0 lead over the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League Division Series thanks to some strong pitching. Game number 3 is today in Tampa Bay.
Woohoo!
That is Joe's Need to Know News here on radio now. Coming up next, we got your song of the day. How are you feeling about your selection?
I feel very strongly. It's going to be a battle.
All right, we'll give you a little preview of it. It's the best girl group, but that could be pop, rock, soul, just anything with the ladies. It was actually suggested by Allie on our Instagram.